This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Anvini Braj
and Jeff Sandhu.
Of course, our producer is Christian Wong. We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've had a couple of tweets. One of them referring to Jeff not knowing what IRL is, and he is our techmeister. Just so you know,
I'm an old school techmeister. You know, not one of those new kids on the block. Right?
He's analog, not digital.
Collect vinyls.
Let us know 018-789-8899. How important is it to you to own physical content, your Blu-rays, your vinyls, your posters, your books, all of that kind of stuff? Or do you prefer digital? Do let us know. We're interested to know. Now, final story of the day, and I know this is something that Jeff can relate to over when you were in the US.
Yes.
Yeah. You spent some time with these new little fangled vehicles.
Scooters.
E-scooters, right? Yeah. They seem to be doing very well. They're cheaper than cabs, less effort than a bike, more convenient than buses. But as the number of e-scooter accidents actually rise, there's a bit of a backlash growing. So most of these people riding electronic scooters, they kind of glide like swans, you know, bodies are motionless.
They're fast, and by the way.
That's the thing, right?
They are fast.
Now, here's the thing. Over the past 18 months, it feels as though e-scooters have taken over many of the world cities. You know, scooter share firms have stake claims in more than 100 cities worldwide. Lime and Bird from the US, you've probably heard of those. Voi, Cirque, Flash, and Tia, these are all from Europe. They're startups with lots of venture capital backing, and they're kind of attempting to create and carve up a market that is changing cityscapes everywhere. But on the flip side of that, we saw a little bit of this with some of the bicycle sharing services. You find them discarded by the side of the road, you know, causing a little bit of an eyesore. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that. And there is quite some danger associated with it. I don't know if you read about this or heard about this just a couple of days ago over in the UK. A woman called Emily Hartridge, she's a YouTuber and TV presenter. She was killed whilst riding an e-scooter in London after she collided with a lorry at a roundabout. And last month in Paris, which is the e-scooter hub of Europe, with 20,000 people using e-scooters, they saw their first fatality after a young man was hit by a truck over there. Now, if we're looking at numbers compared to normal vehicular accidents and deaths, you know, the scale is vastly different. You know, there are far fewer people being killed on these scooters. I think a lot of the problem arises from people just think that they are dangerous because where do you ride them? Do you ride them on the road? Do you ride them on the pavement? If you ride them on the pavement, you're a danger to pedestrians. If you ride them on the road, you're a danger to vehicles.
I had that exact problem when I first tried it out in the US. I had no idea where do I ride this because when I ride it on the pavement, and in the US, bear in mind, their pavements are wide and big, but still, like these scooters are fast.
Like, so 20, like, 30, 40 kilometers an hour,
if someone walks out of a building and you're on that pavement, it is very dangerous for that person and for you as well because you may just jump off of your scooter, right? And in that moment of panic, braking and accelerating is literally on the same finger, the same hand, which is the right hand. So, you know, it is very tricky. So, yeah, it is very, very dangerous.
I mean, so there's a couple of things, obviously. You know, wearing a helmet, if you're riding one of these things and your city allows for it, will, of course, prevent a little bit of damage to you, not necessarily to the person that you might hit at 20, 30, 40 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, not everyone can wear helmets all the time.
Exactly. But the question is, though, in a city like KL, right, for example, where in some places we don't even have a pavement or a sidewalk or whatever, and we don't really have bicycle lanes in many parts of the city, the bigger question is, are cities ready for this kind of transportation system? Now, I think they're a great idea, right? I think they solve the last mile problem for a lot of cities, especially in places like here where we've got our MRTs, which are quite widely spaced out. I mean, I know of you take the MRT and the LRT regularly, and our nearest station is at Wanutama, which is what, a 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk away from here. Now, that is what, a 3-minute e-scooter ride here to the office, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, you bring it here, you charge it up at the office. When you leave in the evening, zip, you can get straight on the MRT with it. Perfect.
So, interestingly, though, when you ask, like, are cities ready? I don't think KL is ready, mm-hmm. but we have actually a lot of these scooters, electric scooters, yeah. in town already. One of them is Beam Scooters. Now, I've got an interview with them that's coming up on the 1st of August at 11 in the morning. And I actually talked to them about all these kind of issues yeah. that you brought up, because I personally felt KL is not ready for this, nor is our society ready for this, because I went to the US and it took time for me to get used to this. And I'm just thinking, it's like, man, like, and I've been to most places around the world, and even for me, it was tough to grasp, like, you know, where do I use this? How do I use this to be responsible? And I don't think most majority of Malaysians are ready for this.
Right.
So, yeah, we spoke a whole bunch of, you know, things about the culture, the society, is KL ready? Also, we talk a little bit on the business model of it, because The Verge, I think about 6 months ago or so, they tackled the story about the sustainability.
Yes.
Of
yes.
these scooters, because one is it costs quite a fair bit for these scooters, and technically they aren't really built for this gig economy. It's more for your personal usage. I know, Richard, you want to buy one for yeah. your personal usage,
yeah.
and
yeah.
that's fine. That's how it's supposed to be. But these scooters, they are made for, you know, these scooters that are being used for a daily usage. Some of these scooters, they clock in at nearly 40, 50 rides per day. That reduces their life the lifespan of these vehicles to these devices, maybe like just a month.
Mm.
And then in a month, they have to buy new e-scooters and stuff. So the cost of actually maintaining these scooters can be really,
it's not
really
cheap,
high.
Right?
I mean,
it's
let's look at a basic model is around 2,000 ringgit, you know,
yeah.
for a fairly decent basic model.
Mm.
And they go all the way up to like 15, 16, 17,000
yeah.
ringgit
yeah.
for a good quality, hard-wearing one that you can fold and you can use, and the battery life is good.
With a bit of suspension.
It's not cheap, you know.
And
these are things that you want to invest in to help solve problems, yet we still don't have the correct space to do it. And I know when you're talking about, you know, KL is not ready, but places like Putrajaya, Cyberjaya, where it's a little bit further out and the pavements are a little wider
yeah.
and there's less traffic, those places seem almost ideal for it.
It's properly
yeah.
organized and
it's
stuff.
Properly
I've
organized.
Actually never seen any of these scooters like outside buildings. Like, I see them in the MRT stations, the LRT stations, because sometimes you have to switch stations and
yeah.
there's
yeah.
there's the bridge, right? So people use that all the time to get from point A to point B. I've seen a lot in Wanutama, because, you know, Wanutama is huge and a lot of people don't like to walk because there's the new wing, there's the old wing. So they just use the scooters. They go from the old wing to the new wing in the lower ground connection, the lower ground bridge.
Never seen that.
Yes.
In the mall?
In the mall. So
that's
strange. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them using it in
that's
the mall.
That's more dangerous than driving.
The
one place I have seen it regularly is in Bangsar, going up from, not around the main strip, but going up to the housing estate behind, coming up that hill. I've seen a couple of people using them then, and that's when I'm like, hang on a minute,
that's a steep walk though.
It's a steep walk,
yeah,
yeah. And these people were zooming up that hill, and I'm like,
even going uphill
yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You will notice how useful it is in San Francisco, Richard, because
yes.
San Francisco is literally just steeps off, you know, roads that you just gotta walk.
Thanks
up.
For that, Jeff.
Yeah. So the scooters will come in handy.
Time for us to wrap up for that. Okay, thank you very much for all of your contributions today. Of course, my name is Rich Bradbury. I've been in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
Our producer has been Christian Wong. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. Our stories for you today were...
We spoke about how you might work for Spotify or any streaming service actually without actually knowing it.
And gardening games, they're blossoming in turbulent times.
Wrapping up with the invasion of the electric scooter. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with the CEO of Hong Leong Investment Bank, Lee Jim Leng. He's talking about what are the challenges of investment banking amid a sluggish capital market. The Breakfast Grill spoke with them this morning. Don't forget, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for BFM on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.